Fortnite has been around for a while, and through that time it has gone through tons of updates, lots of seasons, and quite a few chapters. It has had its ups and downs, its highs and lows, and while I haven't been playing for the game's entire lifespan, I do have my favorite and least favorite seasons and chapters. But there is an era that I enjoyed more than anything, and when I played the game more than I ever have and probably ever will. This time frame of the game's history is so special for me, and some of my friends. This is our OG. This is the time frame when we played more than ever, and maybe that's what makes this period so amazing to look back on, but I still think these seasons are just genuinely good. If you've watched some of my previous videos, you might have some kind of idea of what these seasons are, but most of you probably haven't, so let's just get into it. The season that started my favorite era is Chapter 2, Season 7. The build-up to this season was insane, creators getting their streams hacked, and overall, Fortnite just had a very fun and interesting build-up to the season that I wish Epic would do more. All this led up to an alien-themed season, UFOs, the railgun, the recon launcher, the ray gun. There were just so many fun and awesome weapons that really just made this season so unique. Starting off with the guns that were first added this season, the pulse rifle, the recon scanner, and the ray gun. The pulse rifle is a very unique gun in that it shoots stupidly fast when not aimed down sights. This can be very broken, but it is pretty balanced. You can really only use the hipfire close range, which means someone who is decent with the shotgun can get you pretty easily. But it's still good at being an AR, and it's just a very fun gun to use, so it's good. The recon scanner is a bit broken. I mean, there's no real balance you can do to this gun without ruining the mechanic of being able to scan people, but it can be very overpowered if used correctly, which shouldn't take too much thinking power. It does do a little bit of damage, which was funny to get kills with. The ray gun is overpowered on paper, but isn't that great most of the time. The DPS isn't too high, and you normally won't hit too many shots, I feel. Some have gotten really good with this gun, but I haven't personally. The railgun is a very awesome gun that got some cool clips. Anyway, these are really solid guns that utilize the theme very well. UFOs or saucers were also released at the beginning of the season. It was very funny to throw people into storm, even your teammates sometimes. You couldn't shoot people with it, so it wasn't too broken. Some other items that were released during the season were the inflatables, which were really funny, alien nanites, which are pretty cool, and alien parasites. I wish Fortnite would do more stuff like this. Hearing your teammates' mic sound weird for the first time because they have one of these things on their head was so cool. The Gravitron and Plasma Cannon were also cool items that I liked. Alright, so that's all the season-specific guns. The reason I have to mention them all is because they are all very unique. The season had so many different gimmicks in the loot pool, which made it very fun. But that's not the main reason I like this season so much. I like this season, for the most part, because of what this era does so well. The story. I love the Fortnite storyline, the storyline that has now been forgotten, it feels. The 7, the Imagine Order, Geno, it was so good, and it makes me so mad that Epic won't continue with it. They were building up so many good characters and cool plotlines that could have really been something. If it would have had a meaningful conclusion, I would be fine with that. It doesn't need to last forever. But it didn't. It didn't get a proper ending, and I wish so much that it will. Sure, the new story isn't awful, but it also seems that every chapter resets a story, which I just don't like. I want a complete story from start to finish, and a few seasons isn't enough to build up a good and meaningful story. Alright, done with that little rant. This season was peak for the storyline, not only because they had integrated the story into the game really well with little secrets that sparked massive theories, like Geno, a few pictures that had people trying to guess what this was. But it was also really good because of the live events. There are quite a few live events in this era, and after this era, we haven't seen too many. Sure, there's the mini events, but it's just not the same. The cool cutscenes and gameplay is what makes these live events special. And that is a perfect transition into both of the live events we got this season. One of these was a concert, Ariana Grande's Rift Tour. They did a pretty good job with this one. Sure, I might not like Ariana Grande too much myself, but this was still a very good event. It also integrated the story into it very well without taking away too much from the concert. I enjoyed it. It was cool, but I do like Operation Skyfire more. This is one of the best live events in Fortnite's history. The suspenseful feeling of the whole thing. Then the cube reveal. We haven't seen this cube for a while, and here it is. I'm sure some of this is fan service, but it's still cool to see. Then the plot twist that, spoiler, Stallone betrays you. It's just so cool. This is the moment that Stallone went from villain to hero, the moment the IO went good to bad. This one moment is just such an interesting moment. It's not a feeling you'd expect from a game like Fortnite. Then we find out that there's tons of these cubes. This event just did something that I don't think any multiplayer game has ever replicated, and it's questionable if even Fortnite themselves has been able to do so. The amount of twists in this event is just crazy. It ends with the whole map getting blown up as we fly in the sky. We then move into Chapter 2, Season 8. While some people complained about how only parts of the map had changed as opposed to the whole thing, but I thought this was fine. This season had lots of cool mechanics. The new sideway guns weren't the best, but their gimmick was cool. Getting the cube parts from these bubbles was a very fun mechanic. Sure, it's not the most interesting and unique thing Fortnite has ever done, but was still super cool. The Fortnite Nightmares was fine. We had a lot of cool skins, but other than that, the most interesting thing was the site. I did really like the site, but that's not enough to make a really memorable Fortnite Nightmares. There were also these cool crossbow things that sucked. We did get some of the best skins out of any Fortnite Nightmares, so there's not much complaining I can do on that department. Overall, Chapter 2 Season 8 was the worst season from this era, but it was still pretty good, especially for the Chapter 2 end of it. The event that closed the chapter on Chapter 2. This might be the best live event in Fortnite for the Rock reveal alone. All jokes aside though, this is a very good event. Cinematically, it may be the best thing that Fortnite has ever created. The cool animations are really what make this event so good. The Cube Queen opening the portal, walking through the hallways while the island is getting flipped, then finally the island actually flipping. These are just very cool moments that are unforgettable. Watching this event also reminds me of just how many layers the storylines has. It is so sad that we are getting rid of the last reality in the 7, since those could have been amazing stories, but sadly, we'll probably never see the light of day. Anyway, that ends Chapter 2. Chapter 3 Season 1 is where everything changed. Yes, we had a new chapter before, but we never had this big of changes. An entirely new loophole. All of the OG guns had been replaced with newer guns. I did really like the MK. It was such a different gun from anything we'd ever seen. I know a lot of people were mad about the weak shotguns and strong stinger, and by no means is this a bad loophole, but it was still fresh and fun, and that's what all that really matters. The Spidey Mythics are the most fun items we've ever had in the game, and I will die on that hill. They are just so much fun and implemented so well. Swinging around was some of the best gameplay I've ever gotten in this game. The map was also very good. The Sanctuary, the Daily Bugle, and Rocky Reels were all very good POIs that stand as some of my favorite POIs ever. Sure, a good amount of the POIs from this time are remade from older POIs, but they were mostly really good. We didn't have an event to finish off this season, so on to the final season of this era and my personal favorite Fortnite season of all time. Chapter 3 Season 2. Where do I begin? This season is peak Fortnite. The map, the loophole, the mechanics, the storyline all converge to make a perfect season. I've made a whole review on this season, which I might redo since the video might not be the best, and I'm very passionate about the season, but check that out to get my full thoughts on the season. I mostly want to talk about how this season ended the best era in Fortnite. After this, the game slowly started to fall off in terms of fun for me. This entire season had a lot of storyline elements and was very storyline focused. This all ended up building up to Collision. The Collision event is another very high quality event. All the build up from the first two seasons to Chapter 3 pay off right here. We get to pilot mechs, which was very cool. Destroying the collider was awesome. Them falling into the Isle base. It was all just really cool. And that's what I enjoy so much about this event. It's just cool. Then we see Geno. That was a very weird moment. We thought this guy looked like a normal dude, but he doesn't? Well, later we found out he was. This was still an interesting plot twist, quote unquote. If you even want to call it that. Anyways, that's where this ends. What makes these four seasons, this year period about, the best era for Fortnite? Well, when you combine fun and unique guns and loopholes, fun and unique mechanics, and a great story, you get this. The amount of fun I've ever had with this game, and some of the most fun I've had at gaming in general. I can't state how much I wish that Epic will continue with this storyline, as I don't think the 7 or general had proper endings. Overall, the story didn't get a proper ending, and while there has been hints that we will get the storyline back, I don't think it's going to happen since it's been years. But that's besides the point. After these seasons, we got Season 3, which was fine, Season 4, which was fine, but then a god-awful live event. All this resulted in me not playing the game as much as I did. I didn't get to Tier 200 in Season 4, which I had done in every other season before that. And I also haven't done that since. The game just hasn't been the same for me. And I know OG players would argue the same thing for this era, but I'm not an OG player, so that's why this is peak Fortnite for me. Anyways, that's going to be it for today's video. Like if you liked it, subscribe if you want to see more by me, and I hope to see you in the next one. Goodbye.